From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The stream of refugees into Europe continues Monday, though the passage through Hungary is now much smoother than it was last week. Hungarians are now posting Austrian train schedules for the refugees and providing them with food and aid and helping them get on their way. Last week, police tear gassed the migrants who wanted to go on to Austria. And once there, though, it is still not a smooth trip for everyone.
The baby is sick. They are not giving us anything, no tents, no sleeping bags. We want a good life, far away from the death and the war and every bad thing in our country.
For its part, Germany said Monday it is making an additional $6.6 billion in public funds available to absorb the refugees and that it's willing to accept 800,000 migrants. In a related story, Australia has offered to resettle more asylum seekers from Syria, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton will hold talks in Geneva with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to discuss what more Canberra can do. Abbott says offering sanctuary to more Syrians is vital.
We are determined to do more in response to the crisis in this very troubled part of the world.
The Abbott government has said that Australia's total refugee intake of 13,750 won't be increased, meaning that as more Syrians are granted asylum, refugees from other trouble spots such as Afghanistan and Burma will have to wait. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on the migrant crisis, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A comedian could be Guatemala's next president. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, is leading the pack of three candidates, according to early results, headed for a presidential runoff after Sunday's election. With about half the votes counted, Morales has 26% of the ballots. His campaign slogan, "Not Corrupt, Not a Thief," resonated with voters after a corruption scandal rocked Guatemala late last week, ending in the resignation of President Otto Molina. Turkish fighter jets responded overnight with a set of airstrikes against Kurdish militants. This after Kurdish fighters attacked a troop convoy near Turkey's border with Iraq and Iran. The military said on Monday that F-4 and F-16 warplanes struck 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK. Sunday's attack involved roadside bombs that heavily damaged two armored vehicles and left an unconfirmed number of Turkish troops dead. The American dentist who killed one of Zimbabwe's most beloved lions in July, causing an international uproar about trophy hunting, has emerged from weeks of silence. On Sunday, Walter Palmer said in an interview conducted jointly by the Minneapolis Star Tribune and the Associated Press that if I had known this lion had a name and was important to the country or to a study, obviously I wouldn't have taken it. Palmer killed a rare black-maned lion known as Cecil, who was a well-known fixture at Zimbabwe's vast Hwange National Park. Iraq has carried out its first airstrikes against the Islamic State group using the country's own F-16 fighter jets provided by the United States. Iraqi military officials said Sunday the jets conducted 15 airstrikes targeting militants who seized control of large areas in northern and western Iraq. U.S. Defense Department Press Secretary Peter Cook praised Iraq's Air Force in a statement Sunday for what he called the successful use of aircraft in the year-old campaign against the Islamic State group. Iraqi ground troops, backed by militia fighters, have made some progress in regaining territory, but the militants still control much of the seized areas, including several of Iraq's biggest cities. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S. coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. French warplanes have been taking part in airstrikes targeting the militants in Iraq, but this would be the first Western country other than the United States to participate in bombings in Syria. French President François Hollande made it clear he is not considering sending French ground troops into Syria. Rebel fighters, al-Qaeda-linked forces, and Islamic State militants are all battling for territory there. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.